The federal judge in New York yesterday dismissed two terrorism counts against an American civil rights lawyer and two co-defendants. Lynn Stewart was accused of helping her client, Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman, communicate from prison. He is serving a life sentence for conspiring to blow up landmarks in New York City. NPR's Robert Smith is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened in the first place to get Stewart accused of aiding terrorists?
Well, essentially, Stewart got into trouble for talking too much. The government says that Sheikh Abdul Rahman still controls an Egyptian terrorist group known as the Islamic Group from his jail cell in Minnesota. And the Sheikh isn't allowed to use the phone or email, but he is allowed to talk to his lawyer, and she's not allowed to pass on any information. Well, among other things, I guess in the year 2000, Stewart released a statement to reporters, and the statement said that Rahman supported renewed terrorist activity in Egypt. And the government considered that statement to the press a violation of law. They said that if you pass information, from a known terrorist organization, you essentially become part of that organization. You're a conduit of communication.
Well, the judge called parts of the anti-terrorism law unconstitutionally vague. What does he mean by that?
Well, Stewart was specifically charged under the law that says that you can't provide material support to terrorists. The law was designed to keep Americans from sending money or guns to these groups. There's this whole list of things that you can't provide to terrorists: explosives, currency, personal communications equipment. The government argued that by speaking to the media or using a telephone to share information, Stewart was essentially providing communications equipment to the terrorist groups. The federal judge, John Kodal, in his decision yesterday, disagreed. He said that it was impossible for an ordinary person to make that leap, that just talking on the phone or speaking to the media is providing communications equipment. The judge also said that using the government standard, any lawyer who worked for someone accused of being a terrorist could be prosecuted.
Now, what does this ruling do to the anti-terrorist laws?
Well, the judge was careful not to throw out the whole law. Stewart and lawyers had argued that the entire statute was too broad and it stepped on First Amendment rights. But the judge said that the law does serve a real purpose, which is to keep Americans from funneling money to terrorists. In this particular case, the judge said the law was just applied in a vague way. The U.S. Attorney's Office released a statement that they feel that the law is constitutional and they're exploring the possibilities of an appeal. But till then, the ruling does weaken this tool that the government had, which was when they couldn't prove a terrorist conspiracy, they could prove that someone was using the phone to share information with terrorists.
Are there any other charges against Lynn Stewart?
Yes, she's still accused of two less serious charges, violating jailhouse rules and lying to the government. When Stewart first went to visit Sheikh Abdul Rahman, she promised the government that she wouldn't talk to the media, and then she violated that promise. And even though the judge said that it was legal to talk to reporters, she's still in trouble for making a false statement. And there's also the claim that she distracted prison guards while Rahman passed on information to her interpreter. This fall, there'll be another hearing in the case, and there's a trial date on the remaining charges for next year.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York.